Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Samara on Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is July 28, 2008, and I am your host, Joanne. Call in and participate with our guest, 347-945-5423. And definitely remember to go rate the show once we're finished. Okay, before we get started, I want to send out a very special happy birthday to Eileen Kristen of One Life to Live, who plays the infamous Roxy Balsam, and to remind everyone that I will be off the air until August 11th, and to encourage you to go into the archives, and I'm sure there's a lot of interviews that you may not have heard. You might develop some new favorites from some people. Take a chance, listen to someone else, and you could possibly add them to your favorite list of stars as well. Let's get started. Tonight's guest portrays Christian Vega on ABC Daytime's One Life to Live and has recently ranked in the top 10 of TV Guide's Sexiest Soap Men. It's just an incredible honor to have him on the show. So everyone, please help me welcome David Fumero to Stardish Radio.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello,
David.
How are you? How you doing?
Good, how are you? I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. So let's get started with a little bit of background. You were born in Cuba and then came over to Miami and joined the Marines. Is that true?
Well, yeah, I joined the Marines right after high school. Didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I was kind of a fan of the Corps, so it was kind of like, yeah, why not? I'm going to do it for a while.
Okay.
And I'm glad. I was actually in South Carolina, in Parris Island. I went through boot camp, and then I got hurt, and I ended up staying there. I was like after boot camp, I was on a medical hold status, is what they call it, and I ended up, I was in for about a year, and that's it. And then I got a medical discharge because my leg wouldn't heal properly, and, you know, Marines got to run all the time and hump all the time, and then my foot gets swollen up. So that's it. That was my Marine experience.
That's
very
okay,
brief.
Though. It's an experience. It's an experience, though, you know.
No, yeah.
I'm actually, you know, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade the experience for the world. I don't know if I can hack it right now, but I'm glad I did it. I'm glad. It taught me a lot.
That's good. That's good. I'm actually encouraging my son to go into some branch, you know, after high school, just to get that experience of travel and, you know, provided we're not in a war, of course, but, you know.
No, of course. I mean, I don't think the military is for everyone, but I do believe that we should all, I mean, all kids should kind of do some time in the service.
Mm-hmm.
After going through it, you know, I learned so much. I've still have a lot of things that I use in every day that I learn in the Corps, and you know, it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, especially for kids. You know, coming out of high school, they're young. If you do a year, and
right.
I think it should be mandatory. You know, it's a bit of a socialist thing, but but I don't think it's a bad idea.
No, I agree. I especially for young boys. Absolutely, I totally agree with you. And I'm a single
right.
mom, and my son is 15. I would love to see him get in there and get that experience, and, you know. But that's good. I'm glad you had at least a good experience with it.
Yeah.
Well, let me know now, when did you decide that you wanted to get into modeling or acting, for that matter?
Well, it all kind of just happens. Kind of like the Corps. I said I went out with a girl when I was like 19 years old, and she had some friends that were models, and I had three jobs. You know, I just got back from being gone for a year. All my friends were in school, and I said, you know, I'm going to get into school, and so I was going to school, and I was putting myself through school, and, you know, I had three jobs. I barely had any time, and she kept pushing, you know, the issue, you should do this, you know, make a little money on the side, it'll help you out. And after 2 years of hearing her yap in my ear, I finally said, why not? I'll try it. And it kind of just happened. You know, I just went to an agency and said, okay, I'll do it. I'll take some pictures. And, you know, I started doing a job here and there. One of my first jobs was like the Versace. We were doing like a spread with Christy Turlington. And, you know, I remember I told my agent, I was like, first of all, who's Versace? And second of all, how long do I have to work for this amount of money? And he's like, no, it's just one day. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll do it. You know, so that kind of just happened. And when you do things that are from famous designers, work, you know, begets work, and things just started taking off.
Yeah.
And then the acting thing was a buddy of mine who was also a model that I met down in Florida. We moved together to New York. And he was studying, and he wanted to be an actor, and he said, why don't you try this out and then see what happens. You know, I had all this time. I had left school, so I needed to do something with my brain. So I started taking classes here and there and got really into it. And then One Life came up, but then, you know, One Life kind of just happened.
You know what? Before we even go to One Life to Live, I'm more excited right now about this movie that's coming out, Greetings from the Shore. I finally, right before we went on the air, got to see a trailer of it.
Right.
I've been looking for weeks, and I finally found it, like, literally 4 minutes before I went on the air. And
Right. It's
everything that I imagined it would be, just from the description from Greg. And I can't wait to see it. I really can't wait. It's been dubbed The Dirty Dancing for the Jersey Shore, and it's won so many awards at all these various film festivals. And I just want to give you a little piece of what your director, and I don't want to chop up his last name. I don't know how to say it.
Cherchak.
Cherchak? The W
yes.
Silent?
Okay.
Because everybody, I have a name like that too, so I know what it's like to be butchered. but this is what he told me about you. He said, and I quote, David is amazing in the film, and I'd love to help him get all the exposure he deserves for his work. I know his fans love him on One Life to Live, yet I still think they will be blown away at how great he is in Greetings, and I really cannot praise him enough. That is Greg talking about you to me. So from there, tell me how you got the role, about your character. I want to hear the entire experience,
because
I am so excited over this.
Oh yeah, so we are too. It's a great film. It's just a nice, easy, like coming of age love story, mm-hmm. and it's fun. It's funny. It's a pleasant film. I mean, I think it's needed in this in today's day, you know, because of everything that's going on in the world. It's just, you know, you go to the movies and you just enjoy a nice story. But Greetings.
Right.
Greetings kind of just happened too. You know, I was in between managers and agents. I was out in LA, and I was getting ready to come back on the show. And a manager that I've been working with, you know, his assistant called me and said, you know, they want to see you for this film when you're in New York. Here's a script. Never heard from her again. So I kind of read the script. I loved it right away, and I auditioned for it. And you know, at the time I had long hair, and this character was kind of like. Kind of bohemian, it kind of worked. I had a goatee. I had this storyline on the show where I was in jail, and I went ahead. Excuse me.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So it kind of just happened. I read the script. This guy was a foreigner from Spain, so I decided, you know, I've never done a Spanish accent before, even though I'm Cuban and I speak Spanish. So I decided I'm going to do this accent and see what happens. And I auditioned for him, and Greg and Gabrielle Burbidge, who's the producer and co-writer, they loved it, you know. And I was so pumped to get it because it was such a cool script, such an easy read, such a good read. It read like a book, like it's a really nice story. And Greg did an amazing job cutting it. I know he says I did an amazing job, but we did, you know, in film we do scenes so many times, and you kind of, you know, like in One Life we'll do 100 and something pages a day. I remember one of the scenes we did in the film, it was 4 pages, took 8 hours. So it's very, it's always, we're responsible for our work and we can only do so much, but then it's whoever puts this thing together that really makes the film. So he gives me a lot of credit, but I give him all the credit because, you know, he's an amazing director.
Hmm. Well,
but,
I guess if that's saying you're only as good as your director can be, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he did good for all of us, for all the actors on the show, on the film.
Yeah, and you have quite a stellar cast that you went up against, too. And, I mean, you went toe-to-toe with one of Hollywood's greatest, in my opinion, Paul Sorvino. I mean, I could be biased because him and my father could be twins, but seriously, I adore him as an actor, and you had the, you know, you got the opportunity to work with him. How was that?
It was very, you know, I know Paul from, of course, all the mafia films, and let me tell you, I was intimidated because he's this, you know, this is a big actor, and he's a
mm-hmm.
big guy. I mean, he's a
yeah.
really, like, he's like 6'5" or something. I mean, he's I mean, he could do some damage if he wanted to, you know. So
I know.
There were all those elements in the film, but to tell you the truth, he was such a pleasure to work with, and I never got nervous at once. It was just fun. We just did it. It was very professional, and it was also at the same time I was honored. You know, it was all these mixed feelings at once, but it was a very easy experience, but easy in a pleasureful way. You know. But it was cool. You know, he's
yeah.
just a great guy. It was very cool. And I can say
I
worked with Paul Sorvino.
I couldn't imagine. Huh?
No, I said, and I can say I worked with Paul Sorvino, so that's a cool thing.
You know, that is, and that's what I'm saying. Like, see, I would be looking at him, not seeing my father, but seeing, like, Paulie from Goodfellas, you know, ready to smack me or something every time I looked at him. I would be that intimidated, so that's great. He's just magnificent. So that's a good guy to start off with, I guess, right?
No, yeah. And then, you know, and we also have Jay Sanders, who's been in a crazy amount of films and a great bunch of actors that I in the film. Every actor on that film is right on. And it's also, you know, about the Jersey Shore, which, you know, when I was told it's going to be like a beach story, you know, it's going to be in the Jersey Shore, even though I lived in Jersey. And I remember when I was a kid, I went to the shore at one time, but I don't, you know, I also grew up in Miami, which you have beautiful beaches. So I thought, well, what kind of beach could Jersey have that it's so, you know, beautiful? But I was amazed. It's gorgeous down there. You know, I mean, the water, the sand is white. It's a little cold, the water, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm,
you deal with it.
Right. Yeah, we used to go to Asbury Park all the time when we were kids. It was, really nice.
I was blown away. I had no idea. I mean, my memories of the beach when I was a kid did them no justice because it was really, 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 really beautiful down there.
Right. Well, let me tell you, I have so many people in my chat room and people on hold waiting to get a chance to speak to you. And I just got a message in the chat room from a woman named Mary from Texas. And she says, "Hey, David, this is Mary from the Crave message board. How are you? Congratulations on your new movie. Greetings from the shore. And congratulations on your ALMA Award nomination."
Right, right. So, Mary, thank you very much.
You can say whatever you want to say.
Oh, she can. Oh, thanks, Mary. Yeah, I just found out about that not too long ago. It's an honor. It's really cool. It kind of happens. I think the awards are on a Sunday, and we have the One Life fan club on Saturday. So I don't even know if I'll be able to make it out there, depending if I work Monday, because I got to make the luncheon. So.
That big weekend is coming up. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be there that weekend. I'm not sure which event I'll be at, but I know I'll be there that weekend. I'm actually relocating tomorrow from Florida back to New York, so I'll be there.
You're in Florida now?
Yeah, I'm in Weston.
Oh, right on. Coming back to the
right
cold?
Right outside of Fort Lauderdale. Huh?
Coming back to the cold?
Yeah, I'm tired of Florida. I'm tired of it. I can't stand the heat no more. I've been here too long. I got that like gypsy blood in me. I got to get going.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I mean, I love. I love New York. I don't know if I can live in Florida again, but I hate the cold.
Really? See, I miss the changes, you know, and you just don't get that here no more, and it's whatever. Look, it's either raining or it's too hot, so.
I'll give you one or two winters, maybe three.
Yeah, right. So, all right, well, let's move over here. Now, what is going on with Christian? I mean, he's got this crazy storyline over there in Mindoro. And I haven't watched it. Well, I didn't watch it today. I think today is the only day that I haven't watched it. But what's going on over there with Carlo Hester? Are you going to be able to – did you go over the falls?
Yeah, well, I already went over the falls. Well, the Mindoro thing is kind of a 40th anniversary production. And it's also a kickoff for other stories, you know, bringing Carlo Hester back in. He kind of takes me away. I don't know if I can say that, but anyway, he ends up doing something to me again where it kicks off another story for me, and it's going to be good. I think it's going to be interesting. So, you know, the whole Mindoro thing is kind of, for all of us, it was kind of like bizarre and fun, but at the same time, like, what the hell, where is this place? I actually thought there was a place named, my geography sucks, so I really thought there was a Mindoro. And then they're like, no, it's a made-up place. I'm like, okay, it's a made-up place, you know, and it's pretty bizarre and outrageous. It was fun, but this whole thing was part of the 40th anniversary, and it's a kickoff to other stories that are going to come, and I've heard great things. And Ron, I think, is going to do a great job. I mean, I saw the show. I saw the air show with the falls and with Kiki going to heaven and mm-hmm. Bo and Rex going to the past, and
that's
it was really
fun.
Nice, man.
I know.
It was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it was so much going on.
I definitely enjoyed the Vicky scenes with the past cast members. I definitely enjoyed the Rex and Bo thing. I like the comical element that the two of them have together. I think that they're really funny together. So I enjoyed that. I haven't seen what's happening today. Or I don't think I watched Fridays either. I've been so busy moving. But I can't wait to see. Honestly, you know, I have my best friend, and I know she's listening on the phone. She and I watch three ABC soaps, but right now, One Life to Live is really the only one that's captivating us. Like, we can honestly walk away from the other two and just make sure that One Life is the one that we're watching. So, I mean, Ron's absolutely doing something right.
Yeah, I don't really watch any other shows. I catch them on every once in a while, and I'm proud of One Life. I think One Life has a certain dynamic that makes us different from the rest, and it's more I don't know. It's just stories can get a little crazy every once in a while, but I think that's, you know, it's a tough job writing a show every single day, you know. But I think Ron, ever since he's come aboard, he's really done well in making changes.
Mm-hmm.
From what he got, and I think he's going to do a good job. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Well, have you heard any of these rumors about Evangeline coming back, possibly to bust Sarah and Christian up?
No, I don't. Not really. You hear so many things sometimes. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
I would love for Renee to come back because I adore Renee. That reminds me, I got to go see her.
She's still on Broadway, right?
Yeah, I got to go see her in Rent. I was supposed to go last week. I couldn't make it, so I think I'm going to try to see her this week.
Yes, that's going to be on my to-do list when I get back to New York.
Yeah, she's an awesome talent, and we were, you know, we worked together so well. She was great. She was a pleasure. So, and, you know, we text each other every once in a while, but I haven't seen her in some time, so
right.
Hopefully I'll see her this week on Rent.
Well, I've seen her perform at Super Soap in the Street Jam, and she actually has some set of pipes on her. But I saw a little bit of trivia that you sing also.
No. That's not accurate. I used to sing when I was young. I was very involved when I lived in Jersey, actually. In the Northeast, there's so much opportunities
mm-hmm.
to get involved in the arts that when I was going to school here, you know, I got involved in school productions, and I sang in chorus, and I did a little band, played just about every instrument, but not really any.
mm-hmm.
And I sang a little bit, and I did my solos here and there. But, you know, once puberty hits, you kind of your voice goes one way, and that way it doesn't work with music, so I stopped. I could carry a tune. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't sing in front of a crowd.
Right.
No.
Oh, okay. Mary from Texas is asking, are you going to the St. Luke dedication on August 15th?
You know, I've gotten a few letters from Kim Lawson, and I haven't called. I just recently, past few months have been a little crazy for me. I lost my grandmother like 2 weeks ago, and a few months before that.
Sorry.
Thank you. Well, you know, she was up there, and you know, it's life. I was spending a lot of time in Florida, so I was flying back and forth almost every weekend, as much time as I can, as much time as I could spend with her, and that kind of settled down a couple of weeks ago, and I've read all of Kim, you know, the message board, they've done a great job with St. Luke's and the kids, and I got to call her. Freak.
No. Okay, Mary, yeah. He's going to call her.
I'm going to call her Mary.
All right, well, let's go. You ready to take some phone callers?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, let's go over here to area code 718. You're on the line with David Fumero.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
David.
You're on the phone with David.
David, it's Wendy from ABC Photography.
Oh, hey, Wendy.
How are you? I'm fine. Condolences about your grandmother.
Oh,
sorry,
thank you. Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, Ivis had told me that that you had told that your grandmother was sick.
Yeah.
How's your foot?
My foot's all healed. I'm good to go.
Good. Very good. Very good. Listen, I have a question to ask you about your movie. I normally don't ask questions, but I'm going to ask you a question because I can see you all the time when you're across the street.
Okay.
Are you preparing yourself for what this may bring to you? I mean, is life going to be different, you know, as opposed to, you know, movie-wise as opposed to the soaps?
No, I mean, I never really prepare myself for anything. I just kind of take things as they come. If it does great things, I think everybody in that film deserves it, and it'll be great, and we'll see what happens, you know. I'm not really thinking – I don't want to – get my hopes up high,
right.
and then nothing happens, you know. So I'm just thinking. I mean, I'm excited about the film. I think I'm very proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for people to see it. And every, you know, I went to a bunch of the film festivals, and you know, we, like, for instance, I always use the example of Montreal, because these people don't really know the Jersey Shore, and it's kind of a different country.
Mm-hmm.
But they got it and they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really exciting.
Has there been any word where it's going to open in New York?
I don't know. I think it's going to open somewhere in New York, in Pittsburgh, and then a bunch of theaters in through Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they postponed the date because it was getting great press and it got great feedback. So I believe the distributors are going to are expanding the number of theaters. So we'll see.
That sounds good. We'll put it in the Lincoln Center Theater. So that we can go right across the street to watch it.
That'd be great. Hopefully it'll go nationwide, man. That'd be amazing.
It would be. Good talking to you. I'll see you across the street.
All right, Wendy. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, Wendy.
Bye. Can I stay on the line?
Sure. I'll put you on hold.
Okay, thanks.
I said that the debut now will be September 12th.
Right.
And he was reading out a list of... theaters, so that'll be really interesting to see.
Yeah, they have a web. I haven't really looked on the website, but they do have a website, right, with the trailer and all that.
Not that I found, and I actually just found it on one of the film festival sites.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they do have a website, but it's the trailer's not playing right now. So,
okay, right on.
For whatever reason. But I did find it. I'll put the link up so everybody can look at it in the chat room. Let me go over here to an unknown area code, Mr. 111111. You're on the phone with David Fumero. Hello? Hello? I guess not. See you later. Okay, area code 727. You're on the phone with David Fumero.
Hi, David.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I just want to say that I really enjoy your work with Sarah, the Christian Sarah Pierre, and the scenes in Mendora. They were great. Just hopefully you guys come out of it okay.
Yeah. We're gonna survive. So it should be good. Yeah. It's Mendora. Good.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just reiterating. Mendora was fun. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of outrageous stuff, but it's fun. So, you know, I hope you guys can see past some of that stuff and just enjoy it. Have a good laugh. Good time.
I was also wondering if there's any other events during Fan Club Weekend that you're attending.
I'm supposed to go by Tika's event, and I'm supposed to go by Justice's event, too. And then we have the One Life Fan Club luncheon that I have to be there, too. So I'm hoping to make all three, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, and I wanted to also send my condolences for your grandma. I heard she was sick and not doing well and everything, and I just wanted to send my condolences to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I will let you go so that way you can get with the other fans, okay?
Okay, you take care. Thanks for calling.
You take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. How's Melissa doing, David?
She's doing really good. She's, auditioning. She's doing a film in August in New Orleans, so it should be pretty cool. She just got done doing, she did a little thing for Comedy Central not too long ago, and that was fun. She's doing good.
Oh, good. Well, tell her that we miss her.
Definitely.
Definitely miss her.
Oh, she's coming back. She's going to do, I don't know. Oh, excuse me. I don't know if I was
supposed
to say that.
Oh, come on. No. Spill the beans, buddy. Spill it. Out there now.
But she'll be back for a little bit. I think she's got a few shows on One Life coming up, so you'll see her again.
Okay, that's all right. A little scoop there from David, slip up, but that's okay. All right, let's go over here to area code 404. You're on the phone with David Fumero.
Hello. Hi, David. It's Carla. How are you?
Hey, Carla. How you doing?
I'm good. They stole all my thunder about the movie. I loved it. As you know, I've seen it twice.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I thought you were awesome in it. And please stop being so selfless with this. You are awesome in the movie, and you deserve all the accolades that you're getting.
Carla drove from Orlando to Fort Lauderdale when they screened it in the festival down there, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she got to meet my whole family and friends there, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Please.
Very cool.
I would have known when it was out there because Fort Lauderdale is like my backyard.
I know, you know, but I don't, you know, film festivals usually don't get a lot of advertising, you know. It's just I should have, you know, back then I always asked Greg, do you want to, you know, me to make my fans aware of the film? And he kept holding me off. No. Wait till we show the film so it'll be a different so everybody will go see it then. It'll be a big thing. But, you know, like Carla has seen it a few times, so, you know, after he met Carla, he's like, you're right, maybe I should have done it in Fort Lauderdale. But we had a packed house there, so it was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Very good.
Good.
Well, I just to tell you to just, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. We're loving you on the show. We were a little concerned about how little action you've had with Carla so far, but you talked about earlier that you were going to have some more stuff coming up with him.
Yeah, he's like the he's going to launch my storyline now. So I do have some more stuff coming up with him. I'm not sure how many. I think it was two shows. I just did two shows with him. They should be coming. Did it like a week ago, I think. So it should be in like the next three or four weeks. So
okay.
And then hopefully he'll be back. You know, I like working with Tom. He's a great guy.
Yeah, you guys have great chemistry together, too. So, well, we'll be looking forward to it. So, glad to hear you'll still be coming to Fan Club. We were a little worried about it.
No, I have to try to make those things. That's, like, top priority. Are you going to be there on the 15th?
David, you know I'm going to be there.
All right.
That's so cool.
All right, well, I'll let you go. You got a lot of people waiting. So, thank you so much, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right, Carla. See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Carla. That's really cool. I mean, David, really, you see soap fans are definitely the most dedicated. How does that feel as an actor or even just as a human being to know that you have, like, women, men that travel from state to state to state to state to see you, just you, whether it be a half hour or 45 minutes at an event. That's got to be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that goes without saying. First of all, you know, my fans have kept me employed because when I first started on the show, I was so lost and it was really hard for me for a while there. And, and you know, because of them, they kept asking me back. And because of them, I've had that open door in One Life. You know, I mean, yeah, I work hard and I try to do the best I can, but, you know, you gotta connect with someone to, or hopefully the masses to, you know, in this business to stay employed. That's
right,
what it's all
right.
about, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the fans definitely appreciate it. Have you had any strange or weird type fan encounters?
No, I can honestly say not really, man. I've never befanned anybody. Arnold Schwarzenegger growing up, the guy is just awesome, you know, to me. I was a big fan of Pumping Iron. I watched all his films and just the confidence that this man had, you know, and I never forget it. In Pumping Iron, I have the DVD, and in one of the, I believe it was the making of it, they asked him a question, well, what do you aspire to be? Well, where do you see yourself? And he said, And he said, well, I see myself as I don't remember exactly, but something like as a leader, someone that when I pass away, I'm remembered. And he's the governor of California. And he said this when he was like 28 or 30 years old, you know. So that confidence and it helped me out a lot in, you know, the things that I've done and things that I aspire to do as well. So.
Well, what about you yourself? I mean, have you had any strange encounters with soap fans?
I've heard
some stories from some of your cast members on some of the things that happen with fans. Have you had any kind of strange things happen?
No, not at all. Fans have always been, all my fans have always been really cool, and I'm an easygoing guy. I'm not difficult, and I'm a little shy sometimes, but my fans have always been, I guess, comfortable enough to approach me, and there's just been a few, like I had a girl one time just cry, and I felt so bad, you know, I felt like Ricky Martin there for a second, and it was kind of, it was very flattering, but at the same time, I was like, don't need to cry, you know, it's okay. But that was,
I met you once, okay? It was my best friend and I went to our first Super Soap Weekend event. I guess it's almost 4 years ago. And we had no clue what that whole thing was all about. And we were sitting down on one of the benches or whatever. And you were walking by. And we were just sitting there totally unprepared. And you were, like, I guess, on your way to another event. And we were like, hey, there's David. And this is when you had your long hair. And you turned around and you said hi to both of us. And I was like, wait a minute, let me take a picture of you. And you stood there, I swear, for a good 5-10 seconds. And you were like, no, not really, I can't, I got to go. But you stood there long enough for us to take your picture. But it was done in such a calm way. And the picture came out fabulous. And we just loved you ever since that day.
Well, thank you. Super, let me tell you, Super Soul is not an easy thing. They got us running around. There's so many fans, and I kind of like lock up when there's like big crowds, I don't know what to say, you know. And when I first started doing Super Soap, I'm sitting up there on stage with like all these actors that, you know, they're professionals and they've done this and they've been here, or they just at least used to being in front of crowds. I try to fall into their groove, and I just can't. I get so nervous. It's hard. Super Soap, one-on-one, I'm good. I like to believe I'm a good listener, so I'll just listen and respond. And one-on-one, I'm fine. But when it's this, I mean, from up there, it just looks like the Coliseum, you know? And
intimidating,
it's very intimidating.
Well, I think that's probably why
stop because we were off to a corner. There was no fans. We were just kind of sitting by ourselves. So that's probably
right.
why you did stop for a second then, because there was nobody
right.
around. But
right.
that's cool. But no, we had a little joy meeting you that day. So I
cool.
hope
Thank
to see
you
there again this year. That would be cool. Definitely. All right,
cool.
let's move on over here. We got some more callers to get through. This next caller, her name is Maggie. She's a regular, and she's a One Life to Live freaky fan. So, Maggie,
it's
come say hi to
Maggie.
David. Yeah. Maggie, come say hi to David.
Hey, Maggie, how are you? Hi, how you doing?
Okay, my boys are not the other one. Say hi to David.
Say again, Maggie.
My boyfriend loves you on One Life to Live.
Oh, well,
my boyfriend loves you on One Life to Live.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool of your boyfriend to like me on One Life to Live. He's a cool boyfriend, I tell you that. Tell him I say thank you.
Okay. Oh. And the other one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nope.
Oh, thank you. You are cool.
Yeah. I love you on One Life to Live. You're so cute.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. Say hi to him.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, you know. Just one
yeah.
day at a time, I like to say.
Yeah.
Okay, Maggie?
My boy been loving you on One Love the Rib. One Love the Rib.
What's your boyfriend's name, Maggie?
Tosh.
What is it?
T-O-I-C-E.
Jose.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
tell him.
Jose. Say hi to him.
Thank you. Tell him thank you very much, and tell him thanks for watching, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Maggie.
Jose. Bye.
Okay, Maggie.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
She's so sweet. She's in love with Brandon, buddy. I have to say that every time.
Oh, she is? Brian is a good guy.
I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she was so nervous the first time she couldn't talk, and the second time we got her on. So it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
In the chat room, they're asking me about your hair. Tell him we love it. Growing back out. Keep it. They want to
see I'm growing it just because it's really hard to maintain continuity with short hair because we shoot so out of order. So sometimes I have short hair and then I'll just get a cut, but it's something, then we're doing something that we did before. And so, and it's also less haircuts, and it's also a pain in the butt too, because, you know, I don't know how women deal with, you got to condition it and you got to, you know, it's all these things you get. I got Melissa on me about things like that. So hopefully it'll be fine.
Okay. Well, let's go over here. We got Tony from Chicago. Tony, talk to David.
Hey. Hi, Joanne. How you doing tonight? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Talk to we got our buddy David on the phone.
Hey,
David,
Tony,
how
are
you? I'm doing fine, David. I'm good. First of all, I want to pass my condolences to your family on the loss of your grandmother.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben.
Very good. Second of all, I want to congratulate you firstly on your feature film that you're doing with Paul Savino and your Amma Award that you and both Kamard are sharing. Kamard Douglas Reyes are sharing.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
No problem. And also the pairing that you and Justice together as Sarah and Christian, they're definitely star-crossed lovers, especially now with the situation with Over the Falls, and hopefully they survived. You and old Christian probably survived, but did Sarah just survive? I'm hoping she does. I'm really hoping she does.
Well, you know, she's going to be, she's on the show. I'm still working with her, so yeah, she makes it.
So I guess you answered my question right there. Okay, but I know a lot of people ask you about that one of the questions, but I want to touch on the other projects that you did besides the movie, the feature film you did. You did an independent film called The Manhattanites, right?
Right.
That you also co-starred with Eileen Kristen, who plays Roxy on the show. And also Forrest March, who is former Nash, and also Aiden Turner and Joe Larson from All My Children,
yep.
and Darnell Williams, who was on All My Children, he co-directed that movie with you, right?
Right. Yeah, I had a small role in that. That was kind of like all these friends were doing it, and they were like, well, there's this little role, please do it for us. And I'm like, okay, so I played Juan. Basically, Juan is just the kitchen guy, and I only speak Spanish. I did it all in Spanish. I haven't seen the film, but it was funny, you know, acting in Spanish. Even though it's my first language, it just was.
And you also did a Law and Order episode, too, a Criminal Kent episode, too. That just showed that last month that you did with a lot of co-stars in it. You were a group with Jeff Garland, Ileana Douglas, Mary McCormack, who stars in a new USA series called In Plain Sight, and also another former castmate of yours, Timothy Adams, who's played Ron Walsh on One Life to Live, and the woman that we've interviewed last week, Joanne Denise Basti, with that episode, too.
Yeah, that was another small thing. I didn't see anybody. I didn't work with anybody. I just kind of shot these things on my own. Yeah, I played a dead actor, you know. So they were just outtakes of a film that I'd done. They were used to solve a murder. So
yeah, but you're still on the cast list, Tony. And I'm also glad you missed one thing more. You missing your wife Melissa. She was actually the first person I talked to when I called on Stardust Radio back in May.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
This is my very first guest.
Right on.
And
yeah,
I'm glad she's doing her thing now. So, doing other projects, and I'm glad she's getting back out there doing her thing too. So.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Melissa.
Hey, tell her I said hi when you see her.
Definitely, man. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, let's move on, Tony. Hold on.
I see him.
We're gonna go to area code 904. Georgette, you're on the phone with David. Hello? Georgette is mute. Okay, we're going to area code 931. You're on the phone with David.
Hi, this is Kat. I'm calling from Tennessee.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, I'm from the Crave Message Board, so hi to everybody from home base, as we like to call it. I just wanted to say condolences to you on the passing of your grandmother. Your family's in my prayers.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the ALMA nomination.
Thank you very much.
And we hope to, hopefully we'll get to see you in August, but we thought your movie was going to be premiering prior to that, so we were going to make a weekend of seeing Renee in Rent, and then the following night seeing you in your movie, but we'll have to pick another time to see that. But I just wanted to say hi, and I'm actually enjoying seeing Kristen kind of mix it up with Carla Hesser on the show right now.
Yeah, I think it was a good idea to bring him back. For me, it was great, and you know, I spoke to Tom the other day, and I don't want to take credit for this, but when Ron first came on, I remember mentioning to him, I said, you know, you should bring Tom back, man. Tom comes back on the show, Christian gets story. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's just really fun to watch.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Together again, and the Mindor story, but... Well, we're looking forward. You know, we promised you that when Christian got a story, we were going to watch. So we're watching, and we're going to continue to watch. But best of luck, and I hope to see you at Tika's event in August.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, and to Joanne, the host, I just wanted to say that I listened to your interview with Denise Vasi last week, and it was a great interview. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. All
right,
bye bye. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
take care.
Bye bye.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Let's see. Joanne, can you ask him about the diner burning down? The diner's burning down?
Yeah, the we're going to lose the diner. Yeah.
Really?
Why'd
they put that out there? I don't want to know that.
Damn.
I hate
but that's out, so it's okay. I can talk about it, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really know. I don't really know what they're doing with that. I just remember shooting some stuff where the diner was down. And
Gosh.
It's going to be rebuilt. I just don't know. I don't know why they burnt it down. So
well,
we'll see.
Poor Carlisle.
I know.
That's,
you know, the Vegas.
The diner, man.
The Vegas can't get a break. You know, my brother's not a millionaire
I'm
anymore.
Telling you.
It's crazy.
She finally got out from underneath Dorian's stuff. At her diner. The kids are going, come on already.
Yeah, well, you know what happened to. You know what happened to Antonio? It's karma. He didn't take care of his brother, so, you know, that's why he took the money away.
Right? Oh, God. Okay, let's see. Joanne, can you ask him if we'll be seeing more of the Vega family dynamic? We love Christian, Antonio, Carla, Jamie.
Yeah, I think so. I love Jamie. Jamie is, like, the most adorable,
yeah,
cutest little professional little thing that, you know, I got to, like, watch myself because I just want to, like, pinch her cheeks and I could hurt her.
Aww.
She's so damn cute. And she's a professional little kid. I mean, she knows her stuff.
Right.
She goes in there and does it. And she's amazing. And then, of course, I love working with Kamala. Kamala and I, like, brothers. We've been working together for so long playing brothers that it's, you know, it's,
mm-hmm,
that's another thing that goes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Patricia, of course, you know,
yeah,
she's mama. I call her mama offset, too, so.
Aw, that's nice. That's good that you guys are like that. Anyway, let's go over here. Area code 516, you're on the phone with David Fumero.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Pizza from fansoffumero.net.
Oh, hey, how are you? Another fan has seen the movie a few times.
Of course, you know, love the movie, and sorry to hear about your grandmother. And you know,
thank you very much.
Our prayers go out to you.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to know from the questionnaires that we had sent out to you is that what roles do you like or pick, you know, go for, like the romantic type, action, horror? What piques your interest?
Well, I like to play it all. The romantic stuff is, I mean, I think that's kind of a given that kind of happens, especially if you want to play leads, you're always going to be the love interest or something. But if I had a choice, I like action. I like playing fear. I like playing, stress. I like, being angry. I like just brutal, angry stuff. I love, because it's such a release, you know. And I think it kind of links to working out. I love working. I've always worked out, and there's an aggression there that you kind of and usually I'm my best when I'm working out, because I release a lot of stress and I get endorphins kicking and it makes me feel good. So when you do angry things, when you scream and let things out, is kind of a form of therapy. You know, it's very common for people to, like, keep things bottled up inside and never say anything. And for me, playing that stuff is a release, you know. It's good to talk about things and let things out and not really let them get all tight inside of you. But, you know, it's human nature not to want to hurt someone or talk about things sometimes or just kind of stay reserved. So, you know, when I play that kind of stuff, I feel like I work out. So that's my favorite thing to play.
Well, and the last question I have is, if you had your choice to write your own storyline, what would it be, and who would you want to be your love interest or who you want to interact with more personally on the show?
Wow, that's a tough one. I don't know if I should answer that. I don't know if I can answer that.
I'll see you at Tika's event, so.
Oh, okay. Tika. I would love to work with Tika. No, I love Tika. Tika's, she's very, very close to Melissa and me. We're very close with her, and we hang out a lot. And she's like one of our buddies. She's really close to Melissa, too. So I'd love to work with her. She's fun, and I like to make her laugh. She laughs a lot, and I just like to bust her chops a lot, so I'd love to work with Tika. I don't think we work together enough, you know. But I don't know about story, you know. I don't feel like I can. give myself a story, because that's almost like I don't know. I just kind of like to go with the flow.
Okay. I thought maybe you would want to, like, see Christian go more into his art, or, like, hit the whole art side, and that would be very good.
Yeah, I don't think Christian has, you know, I don't think they do enough with his art. Okay, there you go. You just gave me an idea. I think Christian should start selling, like, just all kinds of art. He should become a really famous artist, make millions, and for once have this power in a city that everybody's rich except him and his family. Well, his brother's not even rich
right.
anymore. So for once, I'd like
yeah.
to see him with some monetary power and see what he would do with something like that. Because he's a good guy, and I like to see that. I don't know. That would
like
be good for him.
Well, we would like to see that, too, because, I mean, we kind of missed the whole artist angst and everything that Christian was going through, and that was great. From when he came back, from the, you know, prison break storyline, boxing and everything, that was absolutely great.
Yeah, that was really big, and I think they're going to go – I think they're going to go in that angle again. Hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm going to go back into hopefully some troubled times, and we'll see, man. I don't know what they got for me, but I keep hearing that good things are going to happen. So, and Ron, you know, Ron is easy. The head writer's an easy guy to talk to. I've always talked to him. I've known him forever, and now he's the head writer. And every once in a while, I talk to him, and so far he's done right by me. I mean, I'm really pumped.
Oh, one last thing. How's your workouts with Mark Lawson going?
Holy shit! This guy is freaking. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This guy.
He said that. He did say that, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mark said that you. No. Not that you curse, because you can do that on our show. Mark said that you hated him about now. So yeah.
Oh my God, the guy! I mean, I've worked out with him a few times. He's almost made me throw up a bunch of times. He's like a machine, and I love working out. And I just started kind of really working out 2 weeks ago, and he's kind of kicked me back into the rhythm of things. And today I did one of his workouts on my own, and I felt good. Like for the first time, I called him and I said, for the first time today, it felt good to feel like wanting to throw up, because. But the last few times, I really wanted to kill him, and I didn't know what I was doing with him. You know, it's like he's way out of my league. The guy, yeah, he's a great guy, Mark, and I think he's very talented. There's a little film. No, I'm sorry, not film. He did an episode of Cold Case that I saw where he played a boxer, and he was genius, simple, and he's such a great actor. He did this a long time ago, supposedly. But I'm happy he's on the show, and I hope they give him a lot, because I think he's got a lot of potential.
Okay,
right.
Thank you, David, and I'll see you in August.
Okay, see you. See you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got time for one last caller. Georgette, you're on the phone? Georgette, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? I'm listening.
Hi,
David.
Georgette.
How are you?
Okay.
Good, how you doing?
Good. I don't have a question. I just came in to call and show my support. Maybe I can ask you something. What was it like working with Forbes and Eileen and in the movie The Manhattanites? I wasn't listening to the whole interview. I was on the other line, so I don't know if you said anything about that.
No, I didn't see them. I didn't see them at all because we were a different storyline in the film. I never saw him. I think I was Juan the kitchen guy. They kept me in the kitchen. So everybody else was doing their thing, and I was in the kitchen.
That stinks. I'll be there in August, too. And
all right, well,
I hope to see you when I come in August. So keep up the great work. Really liking the storyline. Like everybody else has been saying, I really wish that they would come back to Christian's roots and come back to the whole artistic thing, because they seem to have dropped the ball with that whole thing. He was a great artist, and then all of a sudden he doesn't want to draw anymore and he can't do it anymore. So I think that they should look into that and start exploring it more.
Hopefully. Thank you. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Joanne.
Oh, all right. Thanks, George. Okay, Georgia.
So,
before I let you go, let me just reiterate, Greetings from the Shore is going to come out September 12th. And once we have the theater listings, I'll definitely be posting a blog about it so everybody and their mother will know. And bring everybody and your mother to go see the film to all the listeners and their mothers also, because we want David to blow up in this film. I have a feeling, David, this is just my opinion, that you are going to be one of these guys who started in soaps that's going to end up back up on the big screen and never look back. You're going to be one of those guys.
Hopefully, because we'll see. Well, as far as Greeting is concerned, I think it's just a beautiful and necessary film, and it's so enjoyable, and I think that, you know, everybody that's seen it that I've talked to, you know, all they've had only but praises about it, and it's made them feel good. It's made them want to go and check out the Jersey Shore, and mm-hmm. it's just a, you know, you sit there and you watch the story of this girl and how she and other people are affected through this experience in their lives, and it's a pleasure film. So I really hope. Sorry, my dog was just licking my ear. I really hope people can see it, and I really, really, really believe they're going to love it. And Greg Cherchak did an amazing job, and him and Gabrielle Berberich writing it were mm-hmm. just perfect film.
Yeah, and I think that, like I said, you're going to go somewhere from this. It's only going to come up to bigger and better things. Of course, you know, nobody would want to see you leave One Life to Live, but, of course, we always wish for our actors to move on to bigger and better things. Absolutely.
Right on.
So I just wanted to say that to you.
No, I've been...
Before I let you go, I'm sorry, Steve, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's good.
I was just going to say, before I let you go, could I ask you to do a little promotion for the show?
Okay.
David Fumero on Stardust Radio, something to what you heard your wife promote entering the show?
And
we're recording, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Good.
Say, like, hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Okay.
Simple.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Perfect. Everybody in the chat room is saying that you did a great interview, David. They love you, and they can't wait to see you in August. Hopefully, I'll see you in August also, because I will be down there. Forbes March is having an event also on the 15th that I believe I will be attending. So, hopefully,
yeah, I just got an email.
In a circle somewhere.
Yeah, I just got an email today about his event, and I think Melissa and I are going to make it too, so it should be pretty cool.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, the girl that you spoke to earlier, Georgette, that's his fan club president.
Oh, right on. So Georgette's throwing it. Cool.
Yes, she is. So that's good. So she'll be excited to hear that. I'm glad you got that email. Very good to hear. So, again, everybody, tune in to One Life to Live. Christian Vega is going to have a fantastic storyline coming up. Don't forget, I'm going to be off the air until August 11th until I get settled up in Buffalo. But go to the archives and listen to all the past interviews because I know you've all been in here, all of them. So definitely do that. David, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I hope to see you in August. Congratulations. Can't wait to see the movie. And best to you and Melissa.
Thank you very much. I'll see you in a few weeks, and good luck with the move. I know it's rough.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, all right. All right, Sydney. Have a great night.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me on Stardust Radio. We are going to exit here with a little bit of Eden Regal.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardust. Thank you so much for listening.